God. Imagine you wake up and you're in a jail cell.
I'm Michael Patrick. I'm working on Blackout with the Lyric Theatre at the moment. It's the true story of a young fella from Glasgow who commits his offence when he's 15 years old. He gets into trouble, his grandfather dies, he doesn't open up to his mother, he's getting bullied, and he ends up sort of going off the rails a little bit and committing a crime.
She wouldn't go out of the house because she was embarrassed.
The young five-person cast have been performing the play in schools across Northern Ireland for the last 3 weeks. I joined them at Ashfield Boys' School in East Belfast.
And you sparked up a fag, started walking about the school, smoking, acting like a hard man.
My name is Sean Basil Crawford and I'm playing James in Blackout. Today we had an interesting one, so at the start all the kids were giggling away and they weren't that focused, but then when some of the big issues kind of kick in, you felt a silence and you felt that you had their attention.
You put it in front of the kids, they're sitting there and they're watching it.
Katrina McFeely from Derry is also in the cast.
It's engaging, it's exciting, it's not sitting down reading a book where they might lose interest, nod off. We're there and we're challenging them. You know, we address the kids, we say, imagine this happened to you. It's something that they can engage with because of the Q&A afterwards as well.
And the judge says... Some.
That's definitely the worst place I've ever been.
And that post-performance Q&A is with three young men, all in their early 20s, all former inmates of Hyde Bank Prison, Nathan, Eddie and Callum.
Well, it could be any questions really. What's the food like, or is there many fights, or, what's the staff like, or, just wee things like that.
Is it something you wish you had seen maybe at 13 or 14?
100%, yep, definitely. I think if someone had come into my school whenever I was that age and, told me about jail and stuff, it would have totally scared me. Like, I would have thought twice about what I was doing. Like,
family is the most important thing you can have when you're in there. There's boys in there who have absolutely nobody. And
I'll tell them exactly what goes on. Like, I don't spin any yarns with them, so I try and let them see it through their own eyes, like, and tell them all the experiences, not leaving out any details, so they know exactly what they're going to get themselves in for if they keep mucking around and stuff. So,
what kind of things have young people said to you?
They're mainly shocked. Like, the stuff they say is, like, we thought this has only happened in movies and films. Like, they don't realise that is the reality of being, like, locked up.
They're not allowed any laces or shoes. They're not even allowed their own clothes.
Like Eddie, Nathan wants the young people he speaks to not to follow in his footsteps.
I'll tell them the truth. Like, it was scary, I was nervous, caught up against the judge, and all the charges being read out and all was embarrassing. I says to myself too, jeekers, I wish I had something like this here whenever I was growing up. Like, I had anger management growing up and bad tempers. Don't know what the children are like nowadays or anything like that, but that's just a message that I tell them. Like, if your school or your family's offering you any help, then take it now instead of trying to make the change whenever you're this age, the age of 22, because it's a lot harder to change your life around whenever you get older.
So what was the verdict from the boys at Ashfield?
The place where they were in wasn't nice, and try not to make that one simple mistake to get you there.
I learned that you should speak to people instead of, like, holding it all back. Because when you speak to people, you can get rid of your anger instead of taking it out on someone else.
Thank you very much. Please give him a big hand.